Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Back in for Chad, I'm Dave Schrader. You can find me here Sunday nights, 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. on the Paranormal 360, your well-rounded look at all things strange and supernatural. And if you miss any of the episodes, you can always find the podcast by visiting WCCO Radio website or subscribe on the Odyssey app. You'll be able to find Paranormal 360, Paranormal 360 there, and keep up with what we're doing. Hey, here's some good news, Josh, in case you're looking for some part-time side income.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just looking for an experience, an exciting way to kick off 2025, we can make this a good year.
Mm.
All right. Let's talk about two of the coolest rides you'll never see on a car lot. First up, the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah.
This is the 100th year of cruising the skies, you know, so we all can look up and point and say, look, it's a blimp. Which we've all done repeatedly, right?
Yes.
And to celebrate this big momentous centennial for them, it's doing a cross-country tour. And guess what? Some lucky folks might actually get to ride in the Goodyear blimp.
Cool.
Yeah. So here's what we know at this point. Here's how it works. Goodyear usually offers rides through charity auctions, contests, special promotions. And they haven't dropped all the juicy details yet for the anniversary. But if you're dreaming of floating through the sky in style, keep an eye on their website and social media for your shot to possibly fly aboard the Goodyear blimp. Would you want to do that?
Oh, yeah. Goodyear blimp is a timeless classic as far as airborne vehicles is the best way to kind of describe it. But yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to go up in one of those big hot air balloons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I want to go up in a big dirigible either. I just feel I don't know if you're realizing this more and more about me as this episode proceeds, but I'm kind of a nervous guy. And when it comes to putting myself in these situations, now I'll go into haunted locations.
Yeah.
I'll go into the woods in search of Bigfoot. I'll dive into the depths of Loch Ness. No, I won't. But I'll sit on the water in a boat safely above Loch Ness looking for the Loch Ness monster. But when it comes to regular outdoorsy stuff and floating in the sky in a balloon, I don't know, that doesn't do it for me. But this does. Are you ready for this? If blimps are not your style, my friends. Maybe you prefer like a ride a little bit more meaty.
Mm.
Oscar Mayer is hiring drivers for their Wienermobile, Josh.
Let's go.
Yeah. You could be behind the wheel of the most iconic sausage on wheels, spreading joy across the country. And they're looking for what they call hot doggers to travel, meet people, and represent the brand. How awesome is that?
It's pretty great. The Weenie Mobile.
I would drive
the Weenie Whistle.
I would drive the Weenie Mobile in a heartbeat.
Yes.
And the real question is, if you had to pick one, though, are you going up in the blimp or are you hitting the road in the Weenie Mobile?
That's
That's a tough one, right? This is the nerd that I am.
You're on the ground, at least. That's my plus.
And you get hot dogs because you're cooking hot dogs in the Wienermobile. Yeah. So
never hungry.
Here is the thing. I am a hot dog addict. I will admit it. I have a problem. I love hot dogs. When I had stomach surgery a number of years ago for my GERD, I was told I wasn't allowed to eat any solid food for like a week.
Yeah.
And a week without a hot dog? What? What kind of madness was this? This is embarrassing. My wife caught me shame drinking hot dog water.
Yeah.
For the flavor. I couldn't not do it. And then I would chew hot dogs till there was nothing left and then spit what I couldn't swallow out because I just couldn't give up the flavor. So I'd probably have a problem. They'd find me strung out on the side of a highway covered in mustard and ketchup spots, and all of the hot dogs and buns would be just demolished, and I would be sleeping in a hot dog wiener coma.
Hmm.
But I would still want to do the job. Do you think I just kept myself from that job if they hear this part of
probably
the interview?
Yeah.
Or are they going to go, no, this is the exact guy we want behind the wheel of our Wienermobile?
That's tough.
I was driving one day. I've got my son in the car. He's about 8 or 9 years old. I drive by in Circle Pines, and there in front of Festival Foods is the Oscar Flippin' Meyer Wienermobile. Giving out free hot dogs, free wiener whistles. Remember those little wiener whistles?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was more excited than I could imagine I would have felt. Mm-hmm. I whipped a Yui, drove into the parking lot. I'm excitedly telling my son, my 10-year-old son is looking at me like, Dad, did you bump your head this morning? We go and we're talking, and the guy goes, would you like to come in? Josh, I could barely contain the giddiness. I get to go inside the Wienermobile. I've done a lot. I got to travel the world.
Yeah.
I've got a chance to be on TV. Honor. I've been... I don't want to brag, but I was, you know, at the Lake Park High School dance-off with Jim Belushi and John Belushi's mom hosting it, kind of rubbing elbows with some pretty big celebrities there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I got to walk around inside the Wienermobile.
That's up there.
Yeah.
That's pretty high up there.
Yeah.
The Weenie Whistle's pretty special, though.
It is. I still have it. Yeah. They gave it to me that day. They're like, here, and
also,
they go to
hand it. Also makes a brief appearance in The Santa Claus.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Well, they go to hand it to my son, and I said, thank you, and I took it. And the guy looked at me and then looked at my son, and my son just kind of shrugged. And the guy goes, let me get you one. And he got one out and handed it to my son.
Oh, my gosh.
And as we're walking to the car, my son's like, are you going to take mine, too? And I go, do you want it? And he goes, no, you can have it. So I have two Oscar Mayer Weenie Whistles. I'm not
anti hot dog. That's what we call that.
Oh,
jeez.
I loved it, man. I would.
Kids don't get it. It's okay.
If my wife were not sitting across the board from me, staring at me with the look and concern, I might admit up front that if the Weenie Mobile pulled up right now and they came in with the keys and they said, you can't go home again, but you can be the official ambassador for the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile, I'd be like, WCC, what?
Yeah.
I would be driving the world from the Weenie Mobile.
Yeah, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
I would relish the opportunity.
Well, as you say that, ketchup doesn't belong on a hot dog as the top center line.
How dare you? I do like ketchup.
Might be Chad texting that.
Could it be? Yeah,
maybe.
I can't trust Chad.
He's probably golfing somewhere.
Not even working today.
He's probably golfing.
He's going to tell me what I can put on my hot dog? Yeah. I don't think that's going to fly.
Yeah. The Goodyear blimp's cool, though. Like,
yeah.
I grew up having both because I was a Hot Wheels guy, like a lot of people. So I had, you know, a little miniature Goodyear blimp, and I had a little miniature Weenie Mobile as well. So those are just kind of the nostalgia things that we have.
So you're living the dream. You own a little nostalgia of both.
Yes, yes.
Wow. Fancy.
Never can go wrong.
So what did you say? What would you choose, the Weenie Mobile or the blimp, if you could drive or fly in one?
I think the Weenie Mobile kind of takes the cake because I don't want to happen with – I don't want a Hindenburg-like event happening
right.
with the Goodyear blimp, and that's kind of – I think that got rid of my fear of – or got rid of my worry of ever having to go in a blimp. I'm good. I'm not going to even chance going in a blimp.
I understand.
So
I understand. Let me – before we go to break, I'm just going to put this out there unabashedly, unashamedly. I don't care that it's Chad's show.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's, if you're listening – and you want to craft the McRib Mobile, I will be the Batman to your McRibmobile
for
free, simply for the ability to drive around and deliver McRibs. I would be like the McRib Santa Claus. I would just, good or bad, I don't care who you are, you're getting a McRib. I will be your guy. Put me behind the wheel of the McRibmobile. That's all I'm saying. Could you, I mean, to me, I imagine it's going to look a lot like something carved out of the Flintstones.
Yeah.
And just driving down the road in a giant McRib. And then you've got to, you know, what you do is you get like those little infusers and you just blow out smoke that smells like barbecue and just get everybody involved. That would be Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, McRibmobile. I don't know. I don't know which one I'd take. I would take the McRibmobile. That would be the way I would go. See, I can be light and happy as well. Josh,
yeah,
we're
always morbid.
What? What? I've been, well, we're talking. We got to talk news. Things are going on in the world today. Just so happens that the Goodyear blimp and the Weenie Mobile are out there as well.
Yeah.
McDonald's, I'm not joking you on this.
It's a big
Dave
deal.
Schrader.
It's a big deal.
Just email me.
Schrader with a C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
S-C-H-R-A-D-E-R. Yeah. Just email me. I'm your guy, your McRib Batman. I will wear a brown cowl with a pickle on my chest.
This is the most wiener talk we've had in a long time.
I said McRib.
I know, but I'm sure we'll get some texts or
that's all right. That's
fan
right.
mail.
Nobody can ever fault me for my love of these things. It is what it is.
Yeah,
and I accept it. I am who I am, and that's all that I am, as Popeye would once say. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We've got more to discuss right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We're back. This is the Chad Hartman Show. Chad's not here. Dave Schrader's here. Josh Wheeler's here. We are the champions, my friend. We show up whenever, wherever. You need us to fill in, Josh, we're here.
We're the holiday people.
Yeah. We are the expendables.
And tomorrow, literally tomorrow, it's everybody is back in full force, supposedly.
So yeah. Well, that's good.
You can run, but you can't hide.
How old are you now, Josh?
Too old. 32. Ripe old age of 32.
32 is too old.
Well, my gray hairs, as you can probably see, are starting to come in. My wife reminds me every single day that they are there.
Again, my heart does not pour out for you as you stare into my old graying face.
You have a lot of hair, though.
Coming out of my ears and nose, though. That's the sad part. Let's take a look at a topic here many of us can relate to. Why does drinking alcohol seem to hit us harder the older we get? I would think that you have now trained your liver, your kidneys, your internal organs in a way that it should be easy. Remember those college days? I do. When you could bounce back after a night out. Now, a couple glasses of wine might leave you feeling rough for the next day or two. What's going on with that? I've got friends of mine. We used to party hardy, y'all. Is that what the kids are still saying out there? Josh, you're a 32-year-old kid.
Y'all.
Yeah.
No. You say it all the time. You know me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, G-Money, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Partly due to the metabolism slowdown. As we age, our metabolism slows down, meaning that alcohol stays in our system longer, and the liver, which processes the alcohol, becomes less efficient over time, leading to prolonged effects. And then this, your body composition.
Mm-hmm.
So you at 32, a muscled, well-ripped young man, you don't have to worry about this. Me, I'm in trouble because with age, Josh, most of us tend to lose that muscle mass and we gain fat. And I don't mean the PHAT kind, the good kind.
Yeah, no. The bad kind.
Yeah. And since muscle absorbs the alcohol, you can just assume that less muscle means less absorption of the alcohol. Therefore, it intensifies its effects.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
We also, as we get older, seem to dehydrate a little easier. I'm starting to look more and more like jerky, my wife said, unfortunately.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. You think she, but she happens to love jerky, so it's okay.
That's fun.
Older adults have a lower water content in their bodies. Alcohol dehydrates us, and with less water to begin with, the dehydration and its accompanying hangover can feel even more severe. So these are just some of the reasons. I don't know if you saw this. There was they were doing a comparison, drinking a shot with Coke or Diet Coke.
Mm.
Which would you think would get you drunker, faster, longer?
Diet Coke.
Why?
Just because the added sugar into it, I think.
In Diet Coke, added sugar?
No, because I don't think it has the same. Like Coke has regular Coke has more sugar
right.
than Diet Coke. So I feel like the higher the sugar content added into that, the more likely you are to kind of crash before said drunk stage hits. But I could be wrong. I'm more of a Captain Coke guy.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people, for whatever reason, go the Captain Diet Coke. And I've never tried it. Maybe it's fine. I don't understand the flavor to it.
We were watching this experiment the other day on the internets. And this couple, they had the little breathalyzer.
Mm.
And they drank, like, I think it was 5 or 6 shots with Coke. And, you know, they spiked, but they didn't get very high. I mean, they were definitely over the legal limit, but they didn't get very high. And within about 2 hours, they were out of it, 2.5 hours. Diet Coke, they drank the same amount. Their sugar spiked even higher, or their alcohol content spiked higher, and was still in their system at well over legal limits, like 5 to 6, 7 hours later.
Yeah.
So it's something in the Diet Coke. So if you're looking to get drunk and maintain that drunk for longer, Diet Coke seems to be the thing. I wonder if it has more to do with like the high fructose corn syrup. Is that in there? There's got to be some kind of – or maybe it's the aspartame or whatever they put in there that
bad stuff
doesn't break down the alcohol as quick. Yeah. I don't drink that much anymore. You know, I like a glass of Screwball over the rocks, maybe a Captain Coke once in a while, or a nice rum and Coke.
You're a high maintenance.
I am.
Screwball.
Peanut butter whiskey. I like my whiskey like I like my sandwiches. Peanut buttery. Does that make me a bad guy?
No, you like the McRib is the sandwiches you like. Yeah.
I do too. If there was a McRib
that
whiskey.
That goes good with some alcohol. I've
never tried whiskey with the McRib.
Yeah.
Nice pairing.
Sometimes you have to have a
maybe you get a good whiskey that's like oaky, right? That's got that smoke flavor to it so that it really pairs nicely. Or are you going for the contrast? Where's DeRusha when we need him?
Yeah.
You know?
He's on vacation for a few years. Mm.
I'll have to ask him when we speak next what would pair well with a McRib. I'm sure he's going to say Pepto-Bismol.
The McRib expert, Jason DeRusha. Hell no.
He seems like he would know that kind of thing. You know, he's all hoity-toity and junk, but I'm pretty sure he's probably tried to figure some of these things out.
He's had a cheat day or two.
Yeah, one or two. So as an aging adult, what can we do about this? Here are some tips to mitigate alcohol's effects as we age. Don't drink. That's one way. That's a quitter's way, I guess. Stay hydrated. Drink plenty of water before, during, and after alcohol consumption, which I do now. Eat before drinking so that you have food in your stomach. But these tips seem to be like that works for every age, every stage. Limit your intake. No, really? If you're mindful of the quantity and frequency of your drinking, you'll feel less drunk. So quick reminder, the less you drink, the more likely you are to feel drunk or less drunk, I guess.
Yeah.
Check your medications, too, folks. Consult with your doctor about any potential interactions between alcohol and your prescriptions. There are also some of these holistic medications that you can take, you know, Grubwort Room, whatever I don't know what they're called. They're all these little, you know, you can see them at the GNCs. But some of them open up the alcohol content to your body in a way that you get in a lot of trouble quick.
Yeah. Not a good thing to
do. And listen to your body. Pay attention to how alcohol affects you and adjust your habits accordingly. That's an important element for me.
This would have been a good talker yesterday.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not. We're starting a new year.
I mean, less people are still drinking.
Well, there's a lot of people that are learning their lesson that are laying on the couch just listening to us right now thinking, what can I do to change this for next year? I'm just helping them out.
And then you're going to get a fan mail.
Yeah.
Dave Schrader, you're the best.
Yeah.
Buy me a McRib.
I'm here to help.
Yes.
I'm here to help. That's my goal in life, really, is just what can I do to bring peace and comfort to those around us in these trying times? And that's what I do. I'm just I don't want to pat myself on the back as I'm old and it hurts. But I do think that that's my job here on this planet, is to make things just a little bit nicer and easier for people. When we come back, we're going to talk with Michael Bryant. A couple of big news things going on. Minneapolis has reached a tentative agreement with the DOJ to secure a consent decree mandating police reforms. Sounds fascinating. What does that mean? What can we be looking forward to? What changes are coming? And then I also want to talk with Michael about the junk fees. Because they're talking about today, there's no more junk fees that are allowed to be put on something, right? But I want a definition. I want an understanding of that better. They're not I can't say, Josh, it's $50 for this bottle of wine. Then you buy it and it's really $52.50 because there's the all these other fees. But if I just call it $52.50 to buy the wine, are we really doing away with the junk fees? Mm. They're still there. We're just telling you what it all is up front. I want to understand this a little bit better. So we're going to talk with an attorney, somebody that knows these things, educated. We'll talk about that next right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. It's 2:36 p.m., your Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to invest in GAF Solar Roofing and receive free installation labor. Minneapolis has reached a tentative agreement with the DOJ to implement a consent decree mandating police reforms. This follows a DOJ investigation into patterns of excessive force and discrimination within the Minneapolis Police Department. With changes like enhanced training and improved accountability on the horizon, what will this actually mean for the city's future? Joining me now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, attorney Michael Bryant, to break down what this could mean for Minneapolis and beyond. Michael, thank you for being here.
Hello, and it's a beautiful New Year's Day.
It
even is. Even feeling 6 degrees.
I will take, I'll take that over a snowy, icy conditions anytime. So let's break this down. What does this really mean? What is going on, and what kind of changes are we looking at, and what kind of time frame?
Well, this is an interesting thing, because if this happens, it's going to be Minnesota's going to be the first state that has both made an agreement with the state, or Minneapolis is going to be the first city that's made a deal with the state. Because earlier there was a deal we made that was made with the state where the state was overlooking what was being done with the police and what actions were being taken, and then this involves a federal, the DOJ being involved nationally, and no city has ever had both an agreement with the state and federally. Because typically in Baltimore or New York or New Orleans, it's been because the state did nothing or because the city was doing nothing that the feds decided they had to get involved. And in this case, the state did get involved, and now they are still coming in. Now, whether this will happen or not, it's really going to depend on whether they get it done before the inauguration. Because the thought is that if they can't get a deal in place before the inauguration, that Trump will come in and nix the whole deal.
We obviously see that a lot of reform needs to be taking place in our, pretty much every level of law enforcement and, the judicial process and court systems and what's going on out there. People want to see change. They want to see new things being implemented to come in. We always hear about these new projects and ways that people are going to be held accountable. But it seems sometimes to just be more bluster and promise than it does to actually follow through. I mean, where do you see this going now?
Well, I mean, they had a lot of success in Baltimore. They've had some success in New Jersey. So I think when the feds have gotten involved, and usually it's because things have gotten really bad, when the feds get involved, they typically have brought in some changes that have made some differences. So I guess I wouldn't agree that it hasn't worked. But it's been done on a real limited basis because typically, cities don't want to be run federally, and often states get involved in what's going on with their cities. We've seen changes this year. The murder rate's down nationally, which is a great sign. People have, they campaigned against that as if that wasn't true. But the reality is the murder rate's down in this last year. We're seeing less violent crime nationally. And those things have made a difference in some of the reforms that have taken place.
Is this also a way, with these changes, is this something that will help us stave off the calls and claims of trying to defund local police? Because this will now, we know the feds are backing this and helping to make these and implement these changes.
I think the defund the police is more of a red herring. I don't think there's actually many people that are arguing for an actual defunding the police. I know that there's some people out there, but I think there's more people claiming that that's what people want or that there's people fighting for than there are people who are actually claiming that. A lot of people just want reform. There's been examples of even when the big rallies were taking place here in Minneapolis after the George Floyd murder, Mayor Fry stood up against them and said, no, I'm not going to support defunding the police. And that's been pretty much, I think that's the underlying thing. Now, there's big differences on what people want to do. And some of that's involved getting rid of some of the leaders of the police union, some of the leaders of different police units, just because they just won't go along with making those changes. And then, you know, there's been community outreach programs, some of which have worked, some of which haven't. We had the tragic death that happened, here with the officer that was probably woefully undertrained. And shouldn't have been an officer, but part of that was a community outreach that was trying to get with a officer, you know, that would meet more with the community. And unfortunately, they picked the wrong person. But I think we have seen lots of examples of improvement in some of the areas.
All right. Before we let you go, I wanted to talk to you. There's all of this hubbub going on today. The new laws in effect, these junk fees. They're like, oh, we're stopping the junk fees. We're not really stopping the fees. We're just stopping waiting to declare when those fees are accessible, right? Because if you're paying $3 for a coffee and then find out that there's a convenience fee, a cup fee, and a recycle fee tacked on at the end, and you're actually spending $3.75, we're not taking us away from the $3.75. We're just charging you $3.75 up front now.
Right. And it's kind of a weird argument because I think the main claim is to have truth in advertising, I guess, when it comes down to it, that the amount is being charged. People know when they buy their ticket or when they buy their cup of coffee or when they buy their meal, then they'll know what they pay. Will that change habits? Will people look at that and say, oh, I didn't know I was going to pay that? I mean, they pay it. My guess is it really won't change that many people's minds. And people on the fence like that probably back out when they get the opportunity to anyway. So I doubt it'll have much of an effect, but there is a great fear out there that it'll change everything. I don't understand the complete argument of, well, we do charge it. It's not like they're making them charge more or charge a different number. They're just saying, make sure people know what they're buying and what the price is. That's it.
Right. I just wonder if it has more to do with the compartmentalizing of what each thing is. Okay. If I'm charging $3 for the coffee, right, then I, as the business owner, will be taxed on the amount of money I make on that. If I'm charging $3.50, but part of that $3.50 is the facility fee, the cup, refurbishing fee, mm-hmm. whatever those little things are. I'm now being taxed on that as income when those are actually fees that I'm paying elsewhere. Is that part of, you think, what the problem is with this and why they've tried to keep those points separated?
Well, I'm not a tax attorney, and, that'd be kind of thing I'd refer out if someone had those kind of claims. But I think on the face of it, with the ability to write off or with the ability to, break it down, I doubt it. But I could see how that might be an issue. But again, that's more of a tax question that I don't really know off the top of my head.
All right, I just thought to bring it up and throw it out there because, again, I wonder if those are part of the reasons. Now, they say that they're going to be doing the same thing with tickets, the Ticketmaster fees and convenience fees and everything that's going to be tacked on. So, I found that on, like, Fanimal and a couple mm-hmm. of the other repurposing resale sites. They'll tell us, hey, there's no extra fees added. Tickets to Bruce Springsteen are $125 a ticket. And then when you go to Ticketmaster, you can buy that same ticket for $89.95, but after all of the fees, right, it comes to $125. So all Fanimal did was just lump it in and say, this is what's included.
Yeah. And there's probably people that get lured in and then buy because of the belief that it's a lower price, and then they find out it's not, and they're like, oh, well, I already decided to do it. So there might be some change in behavior there, but I just think it makes more sense. I mean, I think there's a big issue going on with Prime right now that they're claiming that a lot of Prime sales are really increases that they then claim are brought down, but that they're for members, there's not really as big of a, there's a lawsuit going on about that, on whether or not there's as really big a savings as they're claiming.
Right, and there's been so many different problems with a lot of the streaming services, and the fact that, I entered contractually to pay $9.99 a month for ad-free service, and now you've upped the price and added ads, and if I want the ad-free service, it's now $14.99, or I can continue at $9.99. So it's kind of, I know there's been a lot of problems with with people, you know, having issues with the streaming services and all of those little fees. Do you think that's something that we're going to see go to the wayside as well?
Maybe. I mean, it's truth in what they're buying probably is the main goal there. The crazy thing with the contracts that you do with service fees was there was a person injured down at Disney World in Florida that they tried to use as a defense their contract that they signed to get Disney TV that says you'll agree not to sue us based on any claim that's made. Now, they backed out of that once they got publicity on it, but that's some extreme use of that contract, I can tell you.
Wow. All right, Michael Bryant from Bradshaw and Bryant, as always, thank you, my friend, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and your family.
We will take a quick break. We'll come back. One more discussion point before we leave. This is News Talk 830 WCC. Well, it's been another fun day visiting with you all. Thank you for allowing me into your homes, your businesses, your cars, wherever you may be listening. Today's an exciting day for me, Josh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. 19 years ago today, I began my run in Twin Cities Radio with Paranormal Radio Darkness Radio, which led me to becoming a fill-in host for a regular period of time on Coast to Coast AM and Midnight in the Desert, and now as the host here of the Paranormal 360 every Sunday night. 19 years, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Please hold the questions till we're done. Yeah. 19 years, and now you can join me every Sunday night here, 7 to 9 p.m., as we explore the strange and unusual. And we have this weekend, we're going to be actually reexamining, looking at stories that were in the headlines all over the United States and around the world. Everything from ghost sightings, creature sightings, alien and UFO sightings, big breaking news in science regarding a lot of this phenomena, near-death experiences, and more. That will be this Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m. And, boy, if you are so tired of Vikings football and just don't want to watch the most important game of the year and you want something that's a much cleaner, funner alternative, are those real words?
Yes.
Then you should definitely tune in to the Paranormal 360.
You could do both. You could watch the game on mute and have the dulcet tones of Dave Schrader in the background.
I like that. That's good planning.
Why not have both? You can never have too much of a good thing.
You could also just record the football game and go back and watch it.
Yeah. They're going to win. Nobody cares. Yeah. You'd rather listen to we would rather hear what Dave has found in his mattress in our basement this past week as far as ghost sightings.
Yes. So. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's going to be a good time. But that's this Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m. I'm excited about doing that. Twin Cities Radio has been good to me. I got to tell you, I've really enjoyed my years here. I've moved around from a couple stations. I'm glad to have landed here at WCCO. This is an unexpected and great honor. And what was nice for me on this, you know, Ian Punnett, a very good friend. Unfortunately, we just recognized the 1 year anniversary of his passing. He was friends with Brad Lane, and he had said, you know, Dave, they're looking for fill-ins over at WCCO. What do you think about that? And I was like, yeah, I don't know. You think they'll let me come in there? And Brad Lane sat down with me and he said, yeah, if you have the ability to talk about anything but the paranormal. And I said, well, I think I can do that.
And why not?
For a year, we talked about anything but the paranormal.
This place has seen ghosts.
Oh, yeah. But now he yielded to my expertise, and Sunday nights are live for me. It's exciting.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. He brings me in, lets me do what I do when I do what I do. With Jonathan Lowe as my producer, who just walked in now, is going to fill in with Dan Cook. That's exciting. So,
yeah, it's the CCO vets, as I called it yesterday.
Yeah, this is exciting.
The grizzled veterans of CCO.
Wow, grizzled. Do you have to say grizzled?
Well, sorry, I meant the handsome-looking vets. Sorry.
Yes, that's so much more believable.
I mean, when you've worked at this place for over 20 years, grizzled is probably being kind. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Over 20 years, Dan Cook?
It'll be 24 for me in February.
Wow. Congratulations. Did you start when you were 7?
Thank you for that. No, I wish. I wish, but...
It's Drive Time with Dan Cook today.
Drive Time with DeRusha with Dan Cook is how I've been phrasing it.
So you're like the assistant manager.
He's coming back
to the manager.
Right, exactly. He's coming back tomorrow. I can't get too possessive.
Is
over,
he? No.
So...
I don't know.
He better be.
Never stops me from being possessive of Chad's show and the morning show. When I'm here, it's my show.
There you go.
And they're just allowed to live in my world. But I always appreciate that. What have you got on tap for us today?
Well, obviously, we're going to start off talking about the situation in New Orleans and the tragedy down there and what kind of moment this can be. How do we approach this as a moment? So we'll talk a little bit about that.
I'm looking at four different TVs in here.
Sure.
Four different stories. Some are saying 10 people dead. Some are saying a minimum of 15. Some are saying 30 people injured, 35, 40. Yeah. Where are we right now?
Last numbers that I had heard were 10 dead. And of the 35 that were injured, some of them were in critical condition.
Okay.
So that number could kind of be in flux over the course of the day. You know, obviously hopes and prayers that it doesn't increase at all in terms of the number dead, but it was certainly could. So that's the last that I've heard on it. We'll be also taking updates from CBS News each hour, at the bottom of the hour, to get the latest. So we'll have top and bottom news from CBS to cover all this. But we're going to be talking about that, obviously. We'll be talking about it. It's New Year's Day. So you got to talk resolutions at some point. So I'm going to tell you why I think resolutions are dumb and people shouldn't do them.
Does that mean you don't want to hear my resolution for this year?
No, I do want to hear people's resolution because what I want to hear is how they plan to actually keep them. Mm. Because in my experience, most of the people that I know that make them don't keep them. So not only what is your resolution, but how exactly you're going to keep it. That's the key. That we'll talk about that a little bit this afternoon. We're also going to talk a little high school girls basketball with a special guest. Mm. That'll be coming up. And we'll talk with Laura Oakes like we usually do at 5 o'clock, the Rush Hour headlines. And then at 5:30, we've got a segment that we do on Wednesdays now in the Rush Show called Enough. What have you had enough of? What are you fed up with? What can't you stand anymore? We're going to let people see. Now, why
people
would
you are
say
texting that?
That
in already.
Why would you say that, Josh? The man's right there.
I know.
So we'll talk about that at 5:30 and give people a chance to vent. Also encouraging people all day long to use the Odyssey app. I don't know if you've checked this out yet, but on the Odyssey app, if you listen to WCCO on there, you click the WCCO logo. There's a little button right underneath it that allows you to leave a voice message so people can record their voice message responding to whatever it is that we're talking about. Send that in and then we can play it back live on the air.
We've got one right now.
There you go.
I love Dave Schrader filling in for all of these hosts. He should be on more often. That's a good one.
That's an excellent one. Yeah. Amazing that came in with just perfect time.
It is so well. We've been holding it. You know, Josh is a good producer.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. He holds him in queue in case we get an opening to, you know, glorify me.
I don't know. He was just savaging you. Do you really want to compliment the
guy? Yeah, I'm okay with that because it just shows that I'm a bigger person. You know. Much bigger person. It's exciting. You get a lot of interesting stuff on tap. My resolution, I said at the beginning, I'm getting a big pickle jar, big empty pickle jar. Every day I'm going to put a little post-it note in there with one good thing that happened to me today.
Oh, I like that.
And then at the end of the year, I will go in there and find the 12 that I actually stuck to doing and read those to remind myself of how I wanted to do that.
Honestly, do you have a plan to hold yourself accountable for consistently doing that?
Yeah, my wife.
Is that how it's going to work?
Yeah, she's going to do it as well. She's going to tell me we're doing this so that we can be reminded. Because, you know, sometimes I believe you got to be reminded of the good things. And when it's in your own handwriting and you're putting an effort into that, it's a lot easier to remember these things.
Do you create like a vision board at the end of the year?
I have a vision board already.
Do you? I do that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it's I'm all about that. I believe in intention and manifestation. And, I mean, look at my wife. Manifestation and intention. I shouldn't be here.
So you're just not as cynical as the rest of us is basically.
Oh no, I'm brutally cynical. Okay. But I'm also
in this case.
The last 3 hours.
Yeah. Wow. Dude, you can't blame me for the news.
It's your fault.
Josh, he's sitting right there. I'm telling you.
I'm like, we're reporting on New Orleans. We're reporting on this. We're reporting on that. He's like, man, you're such a downer. I'm like, I didn't do these crimes. I'm just
rainbows
reporting
and
the
unicorns,
news.
Schrader.
Is that what it is?
Yes, we need that.
This is why I prefer Jonathan Lowe.
Yeah. Trust me. We all do. Love. I prefer Jonathan Lowe.
I think that's it for my time. Dan, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Dave.
Break a leg on the show today.
Thank you so much.
And take good care of my producer, J-Lo.
I'll do my best.
I will be back Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m. with all the strange and supernatural you never knew you need.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. We've helped over 20,000 wedding parties get suited up. And here's the deal. You don't need to rent a suit. For about the same price, you can own one that's perfectly tailored for you. Over 60% of our business comes from referrals because we make it so easy. Whether your groomsmen live nearby or out of state, we've got everything covered. Trust me, this is the easiest part of planning your wedding. Stop by Nick's Menswear and let us show you why we're the fastest growing suit company in the country. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good to know. That's right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Yo.